Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Russia's latest nuclear missile exercise raises tensions. Then, hard questions are driving many Jewish people to search for hope. These are stories with both cause and invitation, and we'll unpack them starting now. We'll begin today in Russia, where on Tuesday, the country completed its second nuclear missile exercise in the space of 2 weeks. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia will take measures to ensure its sovereignty and security, not enter a nuclear arms race. In these tensions, Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says,
"We need to be careful not to connect the decisions of Russian national leadership to all Russian people."
SGA serves alongside faithful Russian churches. These believers can sometimes feel disconnected from the world because of the political climate that they're in. Mock explains that Russian society has lost the openness to the things of God that it had 30 years ago.
Now in the 2020s, things are much more difficult for them. There are new restrictions that make it very difficult for open evangelism, if not impossible. There are restrictions on the pulpit, what could be said and not said.
Another pressure point is the war between Russia and Ukraine, which is nearing its 1,000th day.
Pray that these faithful Bible-teaching churches would be those churches that stand tall in increasing and mounting difficulties, that we would be united in the single cause to know Christ and to make him known among the nations.
Meanwhile, there's a lot we don't know about six Libyan Christians in jail since 2022, but that doesn't prevent the body of Christ from standing with them in prayer. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
We don't know specifically what the charges are against them. We believe that it is for sharing the gospel. The trial had been set for August the 13th. To our knowledge, the trial has not happened, but there hasn't been any kind of an announcement of, you know, it's been delayed until X day.
Libya has had two rival governments for the past 10 years. You can imagine how this undermines judicial process and constitutional rights for Christians, who make up around 2% of the population. Under Libya's penal code, evangelism and conversion from Islam can result in the death penalty.
I'm very curious to know what's happening behind the scenes, that this trial has been delayed yet again. Maybe there's pressure from outside to release these people, to not have a trial.
Find your place in the story with Hebrews 13:3, which says to remember imprisoned and mistreated fellow believers.
We want to pray against discouragement, and we want to pray against intimidation for not only the six who are on trial, but for all of our brothers and sisters in Libya during this time.
And finally, in the wake of conflict in and around Israel, anti-Semitism has been on a sharp rise. The combination of discrimination and physical devastation in Israel has driven many Jewish people to ask questions and hunt for hope. And that's where Jews for Jesus comes in. We spoke to Aaron Abramson of Jews for Jesus to learn why their work is critically important right now.
And the reality is you've got a lot of hurting Jewish people because it's a very small population, very marginal community, wherever that is, whether it's in Israel, but they feel very isolated. And so that also applies to those who are in ministry.
Headlines about Israel have been dominated by violence in the region. But Abramson says in the middle of war, there's an untold story. One of neighbors coming together in compassion.
We were able to mobilize a whole bunch of Israeli volunteers. So not just believers in Jesus, but volunteers who were not, to say, hey, what does it mean to love your neighbor? And can we come alongside these people who are in need? And so we really reached out to provide that support for Israelis, and they were desperately looking for hope.
Jews for Jesus wants to do more than just talk. They want to act like Jesus would act.
We want to be the hands and feet of Jesus in these contexts. We want to serve our people, but we also want to represent Yeshua, represent Jesus in these difficult contexts.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Connecting partners, media, and you, we hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.